More often than not, the innovation, ingenuity, ambition, and drive of the American people is what saves our society when it appears that all hope is lost. More often than not, the success that politicians claim in their re-election bids are actually the results of people who make lemonade when public policy creates only lemons. I recall back in 2011 when the Obama administration ended NASA launches, there was a feeling like America lost something special. Indeed, we did lose something special momentarily. A temporary setback that our private sector would eventually resolve. In reality, the space program was too expensive for the federal government to operate as business as usual. Imagine the financial burden today, where we are in a much more fiscally challenging state as a society. Space exploration is important, but the cost of launches was not in the budget. Now, there are more companies that are taking up space exploration, following suit of Elon Musk's SpaceX. Private sector companies that fill the gap in a more efficient and taxpayer-friendly manner. The beauty of having a nation with a free market capitalist economy. America is a nation built on being a society for the people, of the people, and by the people. It makes sense to have an economy that is centered around the people. Built by the hard work ethic from the people. Growing through the ambition and ingenuity of the people. And elevating society through the innovation of our great people. The innovation from our people helps fill the gaps that the government has because of the naturally inefficiency in public sector endeavors. There are limitations of government that are not necessarily present for private sector companies. For instance, private sector companies have the ability to fundraise external to tax hikes and fee increases. So, if the people in power do not prioritize sometime as vital in society, entrepreneurs and investors have the ability to let the consumers decide if society truly wants that endeavor to be economically viable. Sure, the market is not perfect, but it expands opportunity that is generally missed out in non-free market economic systems. The free market and private enterprise aspect of the American economy is what makes our economic system so dynamic. Despite the best flawed arguments progressives can make, there is no arguing that free markets expand opportunity and elevate people better than the government could do. Especially when political discourse does not really seek to uplift the broadest population but select groups. Again, free market capitalism is not perfect, but those imperfections can be blunted with proper regulation. Yes, regulation is needed. But I will make an argument for better approaches to regulation or to how we maintain regulation in future content. Some conservatives may feel like every regulation needs to be removed, but many Republican icons have seen the importance of ensuring that companies behave in accordance with all stakeholders, not just the stockholders. There are people who oppose free markets because of manufactured anger generated by those on the left. Some feel like capitalism is oppressive, while socialism is not. There is a big difference in being structurally coerced into a line of work because the government only approves certain endeavors versus a person pursuing a field of their choosing, accepting the salary offer, and then becoming disgruntled about it later. At least in a free market capitalist system, that person can market their skill set to increase their income. I have heard people who wear progressivism as a badge of honor not fully understand how the economy works. For instance, some believe that having a large population will make areas more affluent than other areas. Not in itself. China has a big population, but it was not until they engaged with the West and learned to market their best economic asset, a vast amount of cheap labor, did they experience an economic boom that fueled and uplifted their quality of life that is still not as great across the whole nation. See, markets allow you to take what you have an abundance of and exchange it for something that another has an abundance of or for an agreed-upon value. If you have a large population, but that population is highly unskilled or does not offer anything to offer for exchange of value, then it simply will be reliant on the generosity of others. You may not like the going rate for these exchanges, but those rates improve as the quality and reliability improve. We have discussed in past episodes that skill sets that are more readily available will be less valuable than fields with less replaceable talent. If there are 10 other people who could do your job, then at some point one of those 10 may get your job. We have become accustomed to bad economic policy where the focus is increasing the cost of low-skilled labor, manipulating the market in the belief that we are helping people. In the short term, maybe we were. But not over the long haul. The typical result is that this labor is moved overseas or replaced by technology, so the need for this labor is diminished. Many might not have noticed that right after the automakers completed the recent deals with unions, many have announced layoffs or reductions in future hires. This is a problem regardless of economic systems. Many socialist nations see job shortages turn into social unrest or mass migrations fleeing. At least our markets are able to disrupt and transform the labor markets at times. I believe that it is important that we value the opportunities that come with free market capitalism and understand that some level of regulation will be needed to blunt the impact of the negatives. regulation is not a panacea and can be the cause of the market issues and troubles. But we as a society must always seek sustainable opportunities. Not just ones made to appease a temporary superficial need. But solve economic challenges that can provide long-term viability.